No. These studies are just off the chain. You learn so much wisdom from them. All right, I made it to chapter 3. And this is where Naomi was giving Ruth the advice. Verse 1 says, "Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred? With those maidens thou wast. And now is not Boaz of our kindred, and with whose maiden thou wast. Behold, he went with barley tonight in the threshing floor." And she's looking out for Ruth's best interest, just like Brother Horton taught and Bray taught. She said, "Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee."
Huh? Let me stop you right here. I'm trying to get this to her.
Okay.
Go to Matthew 1 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, the first chapter, and the 5th verse.
Yeah, that's the genealogy of Jesus.
Matthew, the first chapter. And if you're just talking about the genealogy of mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. It says Solomon got Boaz by Rahab.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank
uh-huh.
you.
And it's back there when they got married in the Old Testament, but I don't have time to run that right now. But that's plain as day.
Right.
Yeah.
If you can just receive it that mm-hmm. Solomon begot Boaz by Rahab. Now that's plain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I love the way the Holy Spirit does things. Mm-hmm. See? I look at it another way, too. Sowing and reaping. The way people are, the Lord makes, we bear fruit after our kind, right?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that all these people had in common, Rahab, Ruth, even Boaz, I'm going to focus on the women, Tamar and it was one more. It was 4 Gentile women in Jesus' lineage.
Huh.
One thing they all had in common was faith. Mm-hmm. Rahab, she feared the God of Israel, and she helped Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And her family was spared because of it. She did an act of faith.
Bathsheba.
Uh-huh.
I think that was
Bathsheba,
four.
Yeah.
That was the other. It went before. They got into geology. That's right. That's you.
Yeah. Thanks. Women of faith.
Yeah.
They
at any cost, they kept that genealogy going because mm-hmm. if Ruth had not got a child, Jesus' genealogy could not have been. Mm-hmm. They weren't gonna stop that seed from coming. They said, mm-hmm. We got to get that seed going.
Mm-hmm.
Even Tamar did what she had to do to get the seed going.
Yeah. And every time it was a fight.
She had to do.
It was a fight. Satan was trying to stop that seed. Tamar had, she was married to Judah's sons, 2 of his sons, and they wouldn't have children with her. So she played the harlot against with Judah and had a son. But all these women, they did things by faith.
Uh-huh.
And that's what can be built.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the biggest fight was. You know, mm-hmm. the enemy was trying to stop the seed of woman. He didn't know who he was, but he had suspicions, and whoever he suspected, he tried to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when God made a covenant with Abraham, Abraham gave his only begotten son, and then God was locked into it. He was locked into this covenant. No matter what has to happen, it's going to happen. I'm going to send my son. And the enemy tried with all that he had to stop it. But God was with, God kept covenant. And many things like this happened because God was keeping covenant. Satan was trying to stop the seed of woman from coming. And the Lord, he built that lineage on faith. Ruth, she forsook all she knew and came back to Israel with Naomi, said, "Where you go, I go. My God, your God will be my God." And she came out of Moab with her. That was faith. And then it's just like Brother Horton said, she was a valiant woman, a virtuous woman. And now Naomi sees a way for her to be blessed, because Boaz is a near kin. She just realized what was happening. Now she could tell, she had the wisdom of an older woman, that Boaz liked this lady. She knew that he was watching out for her. You know, as parents, we can tell who loves our children or not. You can suspect it. You can tell when somebody sincerely loves your child. Well, she could tell that Boaz naturally loved Ruth. And it was sincere love, not just "I like you," I think. You know, it was a real heart love. And so this is when Naomi got her joy back. Remember, she said in a few chapters prior, "Don't call me Naomi, because Naomi means blessed. Call me Mara, because God has dealt hard with me." So she was frustrated till and down until verse 20. In verse 20, Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not let off kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, "The man is near kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen." That's when it all changed for Naomi. In verse 1 in chapter 3, then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, "My daughter, shall not I seek rest for thee, and that it may be well with thee? And now, is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he went with barley tonight in the threshing floor." And then she gives her the motherly advice, you know, that good, rich wisdom that a mother would give her daughter. "Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking." You know, when you look at it for what it is, don't make yourself known until he's finished eating and drinking. He'll be in his best mood after he eats and drinks. Verse 4. "And it shall be when he lieth down that thou shalt mark the place where he shall be, where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do." And she said unto her, "All that thou sayest unto me, I will do." You know, what if, now this story represents something, just like Brother Horton said. What if when the Lord gives us that good, rich advice, we say to him, "All that thou sayest unto me, I will do." How much better would our lives become if we do that? Now, every time the Lord have given me an assignment, something to do, it always took courage. You know how the sinner, when he gets saved, he's asked to come down the aisle, and he's going to get up before everybody that's looking and confess Jesus is Lord. And he's never done this before. He doesn't know what to expect. He may feel nervous. He may feel challenged, but he does it because he wants in. He wants in the kingdom of God, and he wants a relationship with Jesus Christ, and he really doesn't know what to expect. And but he gets up and he comes down. Well, every time the Lord give me an assignment, I felt the same way that sinner would feel when he's about to give his life to Christ. You don't know what to expect. You don't know. You're signing a blank check to God. And that's what faith is all about. Can you sign a blank check? You take a check. You sign your name here, "Lord, just take my life and do what you will." Well, that's what Ruth was doing. all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. Now, she could see that this was going to benefit her. The sinner can see that giving his life to Jesus is going to benefit him. And then the things that God give you to do, there are challenges that come with it. It will be under attack by Satan. You'll have to overcome Satan. You'll have to overcome your emotions in order to follow through with what God has given. You'll have to trust God with you. You're putting yourself in his hand and you're trusting him to do whatever's best.
Amen.
And ultimately, you're trusting his judgment with your life, with your future. And then the things that's not good for you, he's going to tell you about it so that you can change. If you're about to get married, he might say, just like he did Billy Graham, the woman that you're about to marry, she's not the one. And he had to go break off his engagement. And then he ended up marrying Ruth. You know, his wife. His wife's name is Ruth. Isn't it? Now, she was raised by missionaries that were in China. And she came back. She was prepared to be his wife by God. And then but Billy Graham trusted the Lord with his life, broke off the other engagement, and married Ruth. And she was patient enough she could share him with God. The other woman wasn't going to do that.
That's right. God knows.
Yeah, and tradition would, you know, people wouldn't have listened to Billy Graham if he had a divorce. Not in those days. If a preacher get divorced, some churches won't, they break all ties with him. Yeah. And it, so the Lord, he, if you can trust him with your life, he can take your life and go forward. And no matter what happened, he can take it from that point and do something great with it. Everything of God starts in seed form anyway. And you can't see the end from the beginning, but you can see what God reveals. Ruth was faithful step by step. The big thing she did, she won the battle within, and then she won the battle without. She won every battle without. She followed Naomi, even though Naomi told her to stay in her own country and go back to serving her old gods. Because Naomi was down in the dumps when she said that. But Ruth said she saw something greater. She said, no, where you go, I go. Yes. You know, your God will be my God. Mm-hmm. And she left Moab and she went to Israel, didn't know what to. She wrote a blank check with her life. She put her whole life in God's hands. And then God was able to do something with it. And God never does something bad with your life that you give to him. When you write a blank check to God, he will be faithful the way he spends it. And I know him like that. Now when he give me an assignment, I speak that I'll do it so that I don't mess it up. I confess that I'll do all that's in his heart. Because I don't want to drop the ball somewhere. I know he won't, but I have to make confession so that I don't. And I ask him to, I rebuke the enemy. I stop. I know Satan is against whatever God gave me to do. And I destroy the works of darkness and protect what God has given me to do. And then I protect my family because the enemy will try to use them to get to me. You know, the night I had the same weekend I started the new website, my son had a wreck. You know, you have to protect your family when you write a book or do an assignment that the Lord give you to do. Yeah. Because the enemy will try to use what's on the outside to change what's on the inside. And but we're going to see these things as we continue. And let's see. But she followed the advice of her mother-in-law. And it was good advice. And every time the Lord have guided me, it's been good advice. The only regrets I have is when I didn't listen. And every time I didn't listen or didn't do something on time, I hated I did that. But with God, you don't supposed to fear. I don't fear falling, and I don't fear failing. But I just, you pray and faint not. I pray to secure what God has given me. And then I use confessions so that I don't change.
That's good. That reminds me of the scripture says, obedience is the greatest sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And delayed obedience is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it stops the work of God.
Yeah.
God doesn't get to accomplish what, you know, he set out to do to us.
That's right.
And I'm reminded of this past week being at this ministry where you are familiar with Brother Muffin. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sister Muffin, mm-hmm. at Becky's ministry over there, that boutique. Mm-hmm. There was a lady that came in, and we had just came out of this, conference and stuff with Pastor and all the ministers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Brother Yanyan, Pastor Yanyan, was talking about that night on Sunday night that God just didn't call the fivefold ministry. He called us.
Yeah.
He called all of us, and he was saying how we'll contemplate whether we need to lay hands on somebody, like Mark 15:16 said, mm-hmm. go to all the world,
yeah.
preach the gospel. They that believe are going to lay hands on the sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, yeah, that's us, the believers. Mm-hmm. They're going to cast out demons in my name. Well, anyway, all that aside, I was in there, and one of the ladies that volunteered, she was telling Becky and I how sick she had been, because I noticed she had lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she was diagnosed with liver disease. And she was like, her stomach was swelling, and they had just retained like 9 gallons of water off of her. And she was small as you, Muffin. And so I started praying in the spirit, because I knew that we was given a charge.
Mm-hmm.
As the men that God appointed to come in here, the evangelists, when they speak to us, they really are coming to give us a word, not only a word, but a charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started praying, because she was telling Becky and I, and then me and Becky had already been talking about, believe and mm-hmm. only believe, God,
mm-hmm.
nothing's impossible. And right. He does. Healing is our bread and different things I was talking about. So all of a sudden she come in there and she started telling us that. And so I started praying in the spirit, because I wanted, that strength too,
mm-hmm.
and that confidence to
yeah.
do it. And so I asked her after she told us, can I pray for you? And she said, yeah. And so mind you, she's Catholic too. I found mm-hmm. that out afterwards. Mm-hmm. But I was praying and we all gathered together, and they want to hold hands, but I just laid hands on her tummy.
Yeah.
And as I laid hands on her tummy, it was a knot there. And I just began to feel the knot. It just started like moving. It was just Ooh. So weird, but it didn't distract me. But it was, they didn't know that I was.
You had that devil nervous, what you had.
I was like,
oh, no. Yes, you had that devil nervous thing.
Oh, my God. And I just continued to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And after I closed out in prayer and in Jesus' name and everything, and she just had tears in her eyes. And I thought, okay. And I didn't know she was Catholic, though, because Becky said she was Catholic. And I believe in agreement prayer, Brother Thurston. Mm-hmm. I thought of all kind of things like that, but I honored God. Mm-hmm. And I said to the Lord, after Brother Yang, he gave us that message, and I was just stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said it's outside this church. Outside is where, mm-hmm. The harvest is.
Mm-hmm.
People of God, you got to do the will and the work of God.
That's all so God needs is obedient people.
I never know the results. I'll probably see her again. I don't know what God, but he said, what we be thinking is, if I do it, what if it doesn't work? But he's like, what if it does?
That's right.
And that's how the attitude
works. Says it's going to take more than
yeah.
another. We just...
He healed.
His hands, man. He's doing what we're supposed to do.
That's what thanking for it. I thought of when
yeah. God's going to honor your faith. That's just, he can't wait to heal somebody.
he can't wait
to heal, show himself strong on our behalf. And all he needs is our faith in order to do it legally. I thank God for that. And our best days are ahead.
We're going to.
Yeah.
Good teachers. Ministers, because we are ministers.
All of us. All of us.
All of us.
I thank God for all of us.
All of us, yeah.
Well, we better close out. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all you've done in us and all you're going to do. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.